Susan, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, Amber.
So it's fantastic. I know you've had a lot of success recently. You've been recognised for your book, which is called Leading Beyond the Numbers. Before we talk about that in a little bit more detail, I suppose, tell us a small bit about yourself, Susan. I think people will be very familiar with your family connections here on Radio Kerry, but talk us through maybe your own career and how you got to where you are today.
Thanks, Amber. Yeah, of course, my dad is Ted Creighton out in Dingle, and he's no stranger to Radio Kerry. And I grew up in Dingle. And when I was thinking about our conversation today, I was reminded of Liam Higgins, who, of course, was on Radio Kerry for a long time as well as a sports presenter. And Liam was my teacher in school, my accountancy teacher, and probably the inspiration for me to pursue accountancy in my career. And I left Dingle and went to Galway to university and Dublin to work in Deloitte. And from there, I left Ireland when I was about 25 and spent time in Australia, in East Africa, in the UK, back to Ireland for a while, on to Switzerland, and now I'm in the UK again. So I've had a very multicultural type of career. And I moved out of accountancy quite some time ago, Amber, into more general management and operational management. And now I work for myself. I have a business where I do facilitation and coaching, leadership development, and that kind of thing. And as you mentioned, that led to me writing a book.
Fantastic.
Even though I left accounting, accounting didn't really leave me. And so I thought, how can I bring the language of business and accounting into the more soft skills that we talk about at work? And that was where the subtitle Accounting for Emotions came from.
And tell us a little bit about the book. I think the aim of it is to kind of inspire leadership and different styles and skills for positive impacts. So tell us a little bit about, I suppose, and what people can expect from the book and how it helps, I suppose, people become better leaders maybe.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think most people kind of go, business book? I don't know if I want to read that. And I think what people think about is, how can I feel like myself at work again? Or how can I feel more human at work? Or my workload is awful, or my working relationships could do with some help. And that's really what this book is about. It's a chance to reflect on your work life, and life being important, because when I started work, I suppose the understanding was, and this is back in the 90s, that you left your personal life outside of work and you just became professional when you walked in the door. And I put inverted commas around that, because at the end of the day, you're the same person. And I think at work, what many of us struggle with at work, and certainly I did often, is the people that we work with. And how I think if we get a better understanding of how we operate, so there's like, I talk about how our brain works and how our body works and how we can, when we understand how those things work better, then we can be better understanding of other people. I'm not saying that we're always going to understand them, but I think we can develop more empathy and more emotional intelligence towards others, and learning how to get the best out of ourselves and be the best version of ourselves at work will also rub off on others. So it's really about being in relationship at work with how you feel about work, how you feel about people you work with, how you feel about your work. So there's a lot of about how we feel, because we definitely feel things at work.
Absolutely. It sounds very interesting. And in terms of writing the book then, Susan, and putting it all together, did you draw from your own experience maybe? Or I suppose, what inspired you to put these thoughts on the page in terms of, like, did you feel like that they will help people, I suppose, that read it?
It's interspersed with my own stories, as well as I host a podcast called Life Beyond the Numbers. And many of the people that I've interviewed over the years, I used some of their stories as well. And I read a book about how emotions are made by a psychologist and neuroscientist called Lisa Feldman Barrett. And she talked about how our brain's most important job isn't thinking, but it's balancing a budget for our bodies to keep us alive. And that just opened up something about accounting terminology and the budget piece. And so I took her metaphor, I suppose, and used that and expanded upon it to talk about how our brains and bodies work. at work and how we work at work as a result of all of that. And I guess from my own experience, there was a lot of things I'd love to have had help with when I was younger in my career, or things that I kind of thought, maybe I'm going through this alone. No one else ever felt like this. No one else ever had to deal with that. And of course, that's not true. So that is the main inspiration behind writing it, is that whether you listen to the book or you read it, you may relate to it, and it may help you with something that gives you a different perspective on how you're coping or surviving at work, so that you may actually thrive instead.
Okay, fantastic. And it sounds like you're getting quite a positive reaction, I suppose, from people who've read the book, and that it has helped them indeed.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing about, you know, you mentioned the award, but the thing about it is, for me, is it's less about the award and more about the fact that that tells me that leaders are looking for something different. They're looking for another way to approach things. They're looking to bring more of themselves into the workplace. And that's great. And I've had, you know, there's like reviews I've got on Amazon or whatever, and people might drop me a note to tell me what the book's meant to them. But earlier this week, I was with a team up in Manchester, and somebody had been listening to the book over the weekend. And it was amazing. First of all, she's like, I feel like I know you, listening to your voice. And she was able to give me some concrete takeaways that she was already putting into action, having read the book. And that, for me, is impact.
It certainly is. That's great to hear. And I suppose to see the real life examples of it as well is lovely, because so much hard work goes into putting a book together, I can imagine. So, you know, a lot of preparation, a lot of hours and probably sleepless nights trying to get it all finished and all down and in the way that you want it. So lovely to get that positive feedback, I can imagine, Susan.
Absolutely. And not just sleepless nights, but self-doubt as well, Amber. I mean, a lot of writing is like battling with yourself. Will anyone want to read this? Will anyone think this is any good? There's a lot of that goes on as well. So it's really interesting when you see books in bookshops and you think, wow, aren't these people like, they've written a book? But no one really knows what goes on behind the scenes, I think. But, you know, I suppose I'm a firm believer everyone has at least one book in them. And when you do it, there's such a sense of accomplishment as well. It's a bit like if you run a marathon, perhaps, or anything that we do, those challenges we set for ourselves, we get way more out of it than just writing a book. And that's what it was like for me. I changed as a person as a result of putting this together.
You mentioned self-doubt there, I suppose, and just the difficulties that kind of go into putting a project like this together. Based on your own experience, I suppose, and your own career and the different learnings, did you find that stood to you, or was it more difficult, you know, compiling a book and making it into what it is when you actually went down to doing it, Susan?
Well, it all comes down to like systems and structures and all of those kind of boring things that really help. And I did something called a book proposal challenge. So I joined a group for 2 weeks that were putting together a book proposal, and it was a publisher that would give you feedback every day. So one day you might work on the title, the next day it was the table of contents and all of these different things. And so you actually begin to see then, oh, I can do this. It's got legs, say, the idea. And actually having the structure of a table of contents when you start out, that's what really helped me, because I kept going back to that. And I think the thing, I was taking a lot of science, neuroscience in particular, and translating that into like human day-to-day speak. And that was quite a challenge. And so I used to have a little post-it up behind my computer that had KISS on it, which was Keep It Simple, Susan. And just keeping to that, like, how can I say this in a conversational way, in a more accessible way? Because often I find I'd read a lot of books, you know, and you might read a book about sleep or a book just about the brain or a book just about emotions. And what I wanted to do was to bring a cross section of all of these things so people could find the thing that they wanted to learn more about, as opposed to just writing about one thing.
Absolutely. No, it sounds really interesting. And I know I kind of alluded to it at the start, but you were the runner up in this year's Business Book Awards. So a very prestigious awards there and a huge achievement. And I know you said it wasn't all about the awards, but still, it's a lovely accolade and it's lovely to be recognised for all your hard work, I can imagine.
It is. And, you know, coming from like a very remote part of Ireland and just having that kind of international recognition as well is quite something, I think. It's brilliant. You know, Ireland is a nation of writers and creatives and artists and so on. There's no doubt about that. And yet when I'm living in England, you're just swallowed up into such a huge population. So getting the Business Book Award for the highly commended for the leadership book was just spectacular. And I wasn't expecting it at all. I mean, when I went up on stage, I kept looking at the guy who was presenting me going, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. So it was such a big surprise. And like I say, I think it's the message now. It's a way to even spread this further. And there's something in it that the judges recognised, and that means a lot, and I hope it helps people.
Certainly, I've no doubt that it will. Susan, just before we finish up, if anyone's listening and they want to maybe get their hands on your book, Leading Beyond the Numbers, where can they find it?
Well, it's definitely in the bookshop in Dingle. I've signed a few copies, but you can go into a bookshop and ask them to order it, that's for sure, because the publisher I'm published with, Practical Inspiration Publishing, they have their distribution network in Ireland as well. It's on Amazon, and I've recently released the audiobook version as well, so that's now available too. It was stocked in Easton's as well, I know that. And somebody recently told me they were in a Waterstones in Cork and they saw it there. So it's around for sure. And if not, just do a search, a Google search, and you'll find it.
Absolutely. Well, Susan, it sounds like a really interesting book and definitely worth reading. So congratulations on it and congratulations on the success. But thank you so much for taking the time to join me this evening.
Oh, thanks so much for asking me, Amber. It's an absolute pleasure.